This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we did it. We made it to hour one on this Thursday. Morale is high. Or at least the Danettes are faking it quite well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for allowing us into your home, your life, and those who are driving to work, thank you for allowing us into your world as well. All right, poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Also, Jim Kelly and Dan Marino, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, will join us together.
Wow.
Coming up, final hour of the show. Yeah, in that draft together. And, you know, here's Jim, who went to Penn State, but then they wanted to make him a linebacker, I think, or a tight end. So he went to Miami for his college career. And then you had Dan Marino, who went to Pitt and then went to the Miami Dolphins. But Jim, of course, went to the USFL as well. And Dan Marino and Jim Kelly will join us coming up, final hour of the program. All right, Seton, got a poll question for us today before we get to some of the main topics.
Here's one that Paulie's hot on.
Okay.
Would you rather be a first team All-Pro three times or a six-time Pro Bowler?
Ooh. Okay. Now, the Pro Bowls, the rosters were announced here.
Yes.
Okay. It used to be a big deal. Now, I still don't know why they don't differentiate between the first ballot Pro Bowler for that year, not the replacement, you know, nine, you know, quarterbacks down the list. Mitchell Trubisky went to two or was named to two Pro Bowls. Vince Young. You know, they were brought in as alternates there. Now, it does go on the resume that you were a Pro Bowl player. It just, I'm not sure when that designation stopped in my mind that it didn't mean as much. Like, all pro, that's what you want. If you say six-time Pro Bowler or three-time all pro, I'd take three-time all pro. Because that's, you're the best at your position for 3 years. And I'd take that. Six Pro Bowl, it feels like the rules and regulations have been watered down a little bit, a lot, and so it wouldn't mean as much. But if you get three All-Pros, I mean, depending on your position, you've had a hell of a career. What else, Seton?
It feels like the All-Pro thing is sort of like you have the respect of
yes
everybody in the league.
Yeah.
But Pro Bowl is more about fan recognition or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One is that your fellow football players or coaches are voting for you. That's the All-Pro. Those are the people who know, as opposed to, hey, I really like that guy, or I like that team.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Yes, Pauline.
But could you make the case, not me, but could you make the case that six Pro Bowls means you were very good for quite a long time, mm-hmm. NFL-wise,
yeah.
Quite a long time.
Yes.
For example, Darius Leonard, who is now Shaquille Leonard, the linebacker, remember he was very good in his first 4 or 5 years with the Colts.
Yeah.
He was a three-time first-team All-Pro.
Okay.
He's almost out of football. I mean, his career is kind of because of injury.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's going to go to the Hall of Fame with that.
I don't think he'll go to the Hall of Fame.
No. Does six...
But I don't think six Pro Bowls would get you into the Hall of Fame. I think it would put you on the precipice.
I'm looking at the list of all-time Pro Bowl appearances. It seems like eight gets you in. I can't find anyone with eight or more Pro Bowls who isn't in or going in.
But once again, why don't they go back to making it an important announcement today or yesterday? You were named to the Pro Bowl. Now, anybody after that, it's alternate. And it should be designated as in, you know, maybe have a big A on their jersey. Alternate. Because then maybe it would mean more. It's like first ballot Hall of Fame. There's just something about that. I think Jim Kelly and Dan Marino were first ballot Hall of Famers. But, you know, I don't mind having a separate, position there, designation for those who do it and do it in a special way. And being an All-Pro, that's far more important than being a Pro Bowler. Yes, Tom.
What number would make you change your mind? What if we tripled that? Three All-Pros or nine-time Pro Bowl?
I would take nine-time Pro Bowl. Yeah, I'd take nine. Because nine's getting me into the Hall of Fame.
And that means you played for 9 years.
Yeah.
And played well.
Yeah. Yes,
that's pretty good.
I can't find any nine-time Pro Bowlers who aren't in the Hall of Fame or on their way. I've got eight-timers. Here's a couple of guys. Patrick Peterson, Antonio Gates, Philip Rivers, Zach Martin, Geno Atkins, defensive lineman for Bengals. Yeah. They feel like they're all going to the Hall of Fame with eight appearances.
Run that back again.
These are guys with eight who are not yet in.
Okay.
Antonio Gates, the tight end.
He's going in.
Patrick Peterson, the cornerback.
I think he's going in too.
Very well liked.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers, no Pro Bowl, no Super Bowl appearance. The different playing field when you're a quarterback.
It just, you know what? I think Matthew Stafford winning a Super Bowl hurt Philip Rivers.
Good point.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns and not a lot of results, bottom line, for the Chargers.
Von Miller has eight Pro Bowl appearances.
Yeah, I think so.
Bobby Wagner, the linebacker.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce has eight and counting.
Yeah.
And then here's one that I'll throw out the name again. Geno Atkins was a great defensive lineman for the Bengals when they weren't very relevant.
Yeah.
His career is easily, no offense, forgettable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like most linemen's career is kind of forgettable.
Interior lineman. You know what? I'd leave that up to Peter King and the voters on that one. What happens is you have somebody who comes in and presents your case. They're there with the writers, and then they argue on your behalf. And then they read letters that maybe somebody wrote. You know, Tom Brady wrote a letter for Jason Taylor with the Dolphins. And you go in and make your presentation. And then, you know, it's like you're in court. You're battling here. Yes, Marv.
Geno Atkins, three-time All-Pro.
Perfect. He's got both.
Perfect. Perfect.
Geno Atkins did have a moment where there weren't many other interior linemen better than him. The only one would be Aaron Donald probably at the time. But, you know, a lot of times it's where you play. Are you media friendly? Is your team media friendly? Are you on national TV? You know, that really helps. But, you know, you get to 7-8 Pro Bowls, that's a pretty distinguished career. It's just, it gets confusing sometimes where you go, wait a minute, Vince Young made the Pro Bowl? Yeah, as an alternate. Now, I don't know how many quarterbacks said they're not playing in the Pro Bowl before Vince got the call. I mean, I don't know about that with Mitchell Trubisky. Were there five quarterbacks? Were there seven quarterbacks?
That said no?
Yeah. Because, these quarterbacks, they're running a scam here. Because these quarterbacks could get a bonus because that quarterback said, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. Hey, you got name. I got a bonus here. So maybe they're running a little scam here. Yes, Bone.
Here's some guys with seven Pro Bowl appearances, or named on seven Pro Bowls, who feel like they're iffy. A.J. Green, the wide receiver. For the Hall of Fame with seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's one that I'll go the other way on.
Okay.
Terrell Suggs, the linebacker.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas, the safety.
Oh, man.
Have to do that.
I know, but it felt like he was right there. There's almost like a Russell Wilson feel with Earl Thomas where you go, okay, now how we evaluate a defensive back as opposed to a quarterback, obviously different. Yes, Marv.
And he was a part of a, iconic team the Legion of Bloom. The Legion of Boom.
That's our flower shop we should be opening up.
Earl Thomas Flower Shop.
There has Legion to be. Of Bloom. There has to be a Legion of Bloom in Seattle.
It has to be.
I'm looking up.
Yeah. Dude, if there's not, we have to do that. Legion of Bloom?
Man, I know nothing about flowers, but let's open up a florist.
These peonies are really...
They crush it on Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Todd.
Legion of Bloom.
That's... Accidentally great. Yes, Paulie.
I cannot find a flower shop in Seattle with that name, but I got Legion of Bloom as a dispensary.
Whoa. And okay.
I don't know what region it is. It might be in California.
All right. So we have eminent domain, don't we? Because we just mentioned it on the show.
Yeah, trademark.
We're laying claim to Legion of Bloom.
Right.
Opening somewhere in Seattle.
I mean, we're making some money with one of those businesses and a whole other bunch of money with another one of those businesses. So,
hey, honey, I just got some flowers from Earl Thomas.
I got some bloom.
Yeah.
That smells different. Yes, doesn't it? Yes, Paul.
A couple more seven-time Pro Bowlers. Right. Khalil Mack. He's still going. He had a good year.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a tepid reaction.
I know. Okay, but you have to have the context of the numbers that they have compared to their predecessors, I think. At certain positions, I think you have to do that.
I always think that if we have to start looking up numbers,
ooh,
that's not a good thing.
It depends on the position when you look at numbers. Yes, Seton.
But how much of a hit does the entire Pro Bowl worthiness take, knowing that one of the events is dodgeball?
I know. But it's just being named, you know.
Being named. However, if it might as well be called the Nickelodeon. It
was. Seven-time Pro Bowler, two-time slip and slide winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if they played the game again, but then you would be a little bit more comfortable in the players named to the Pro Bowl.
Well, I mean, even with the game, it was a joke.
I agree.
But now it's. A Looney Tunes.
It's one of those, I think you remember where you were, or maybe I'm over-exaggerating this, when they played the game and then they started slow dancing with each other 2 years ago. I wasn't watching, and then I had somebody say, oh my God, turn on the Pro Bowl. And I go, what could possibly be worth tuning into the Pro Bowl? And they were running, and then they were doing ballroom dancing, so they weren't hurting anybody.
They all just stopped tackling in the second half, almost like an agreement. And we had a player on as a guest who told us, at halftime, everyone just said, let's just get this over with. I can't remember who the guest was.
Yeah. But I just remember that kind of changed the direction or that official designation. Was it Max Crosby when we had him on? And this guy never wants to quit.
Right. He was like, do what? Get out of here.
Yes.
We'll kill you.
Yeah. But they were just kind of making sure that nobody got hurt there. All right. 877-3DP show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. There were 9 49ers picked to the Pro Bowl. Ravens, Cowboys, 7 apiece. We talk about the Ravens, and we always talk about Lamar Jackson. Always. And maybe a little bit of, Odell Beckham Jr. just for clicks. But here's something going on right now that I don't think many people have talked about. Baltimore leads the NFL this season in takeaways, also in sacks, also in scoring defense. Since 1970, no team has finished a season leading the league in all three of those categories.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. So 29 takeaways, 57 sacks, and they're allowing a little more than 16 points per game. That has not happened in the Super Bowl era. And that's why when you look at the Ravens or you look at certain teams, you sometimes look at a position, or maybe it's the offense, maybe it's the defense. With Baltimore, that's a great team, great balanced team there. And as we saw them go into San Francisco in a game that San Francisco was playing to win, Baltimore has dominated these teams that are looked upon as being playoff contenders this year. They've dominated them. But give credit to the defense. Lamar Jackson's going to win the MVP. But that defense has shown up just about every week.
All right. Any other poll questions that you're thinking about? Paulie does have a game coming up, and we have to look at the wonky weekend quarterback matchups in the NFL.
So I was actually wondering how many All-Pro and Pro Bowl quarterbacks we have playing this weekend.
Ooh.
It's probably
All-Pro or Pro Bowl?
Yeah, quarterback.
Oh, probably not that
many. If we add them all up from the starting quarterbacks this weekend, what do you think the over-under is on that?
Well, didn't Tyrod Taylor make a Pro Bowl? But he...
Alternate.
I know, but he made the Pro Bowl. Tyrod Taylor's quarterbacking this weekend, isn't he?
That's Tyler Huntley.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Huntley.
Oh, darn it.
Is Tyrod playing too?
I thought he was.
I think... Tyler Huntley made it because he agreed to be in some of the activities.
That's it.
With the Mannings.
Yes.
The Mannings said, if you'll be in these activities, you'll get a Pro Bowl on your roster.
But he didn't play more than like two games or something. Was that right?
Yeah. Yeah. He just filled in. I got Tyrod Taylor making the Pro Bowl in 2015 with Buffalo.
Okay.
20 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go.
PB. It's on his resume. Okay.
Yeah, but how many quarterbacks said, nah, not interested?
But see, a guy like him loved the free trip and the free $50,000 bonus when you don't think you're going to get it.
Yeah, Marv.
And also, it'll be former Pro Bowl quarterback Tyrod Taylor when he does, you know, first things first with Nick Wright or anything like that. Hey, we got former Pro Bowler Tyrod Taylor here.
Okay. All right.
He might be making the start against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
A little magic there.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Settle on a poll question. Phone calls coming up. The wonky weekend of quarterback matchups. We'll have that for you coming up as well. Jim Kelly, Dan Marino in the final hour of the program as Buffalo plays Miami on Sunday night. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All right, time for the All-Pro Pro Bowl quarterback quiz, or is it, am I overstating this as it
were? Oh, you can't overstate this one.
Oh,
Dan.
Okay.
Lock in.
All right.
Which quarterback in NFL history, there's three, that have made nine Pro Bowls, without being a first-team All-Pro selection? Before you guess, there are levels of All-Pro even. There's All-Pro first team, which is the ultimate. That means you're the best at your position.
Yes.
There's one in the AFC and one in the NFC every year.
Yes.
But you could be All-Pro 2, etc.
Okay. It's like first team All-NBA, second team All-NBA.
That's exactly what it is.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for clarifying. What I do without you. All right. Most Pro Bowls without a first team All-Pro selection. There are three quarterbacks all time. Two are retired. One is active.
Okay.
Let me know if anyone would like a hint.
Yes, Joe Flacco.
Yes, Martin.
I'm going to go with Dan Fouts.
Dan Fouts, I think, is a great selection.
It's a great guess. That's incorrect. And I think it's a good guess.
It was.
I'll give you a hint on the first one, and this will help you, Dan. He started his career dominating in the CFL before coming to America.
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon is correct. Nine Warren Pro Bowls, Moon. Never first team All Pro.
Okay. One other retired quarterback.
Let's go with the one that's currently, air quotes, playing. Ooh. That's the hint.
Okay.
Air quotes.
Backup quarterback.
He currently is. 2 weeks ago, he wasn't.
Oh, John, that would be Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, correct.
Russell Wilson Jr., the third.
Nine Pro Bowls, nine times.
Okay.
Nine times.
Right. Never first team All-Pro.
Okay, and then there's one other quarterback?
This one is shocking. Shocking because he is considered, at worst, top five quarterbacks of all time. Probably. I mean, he can't be worse than five. Unless you're on hard drugs. Which I'm not.
So what? So once again,
this is this guy made nine Pro Bowls. Yep. Was never first team All Pro, which means the best in the AFC or NFC.
Yes, Marvin.
Not Dan Marino.
No.
Oh,
but there's
God.
He has a connection to our two guests in the final hour today.
John Elway.
John Elway.
Whoa! That's insane.
Todd, you're wearing your John Elway jersey.
If I can't get it, then no one's getting that.
Todd, you should be upset.
I can't believe that's so disgraceful.
We were so shocked by this stat that we had two separate parties check it. John Elway, nine-time Pro Bowler. I got him four times second-team All-Pro.
Wow.
That's insulting.
Yeah.
The guy's name is just, all you got to say is his number, and you know what we're talking about.
Well,
not everybody.
No. He's known as seven. He's the only one known as seven.
To you.
I think that's pretty well nationally if you say who's seven.
I would say Mickey Mantle.
All right.
Thank you, Todd.
In NFL world.
Okay. All right. Joe Theismann.
Burt Jones.
Yes, Paulie.
Here are a couple somewhat shocking stats that might explain it with John Elway. John Elway never in any season led the league in touchdown passes.
I don't think he threw for 30 in a season.
That's also shocking, right?
Yeah.
He only led the league in yardage once. So his stats weren't out of hand, like Marino's.
But it's one of those, where if you said, all right, game on the line, and you can have all these quarterbacks back then, you're taking Elway. Or at least a lot of people would take John Elway. And they might take him over Montana. Game on the line. Yes, Mark.
John Elway and Jim Kelly were kind of in the same category as far as, I know they lost a ton of Super Bowls, but looking back on it, the teams that they drug to the Super Bowl, especially Elway, you had to give him so much credit. And I think the Bills later on got the credit they probably deserved for getting the four straight Super Bowls. They got Hall of Famers like the 70s Steelers have it in it.
Thank you, Mark.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Yeah,
this
it's impressive.
Above the noise.
Nobody is going to go to four consecutive Super Bowls. And nobody's going to go and lose four consecutive Super Bowls. Those Buffalo Bills teams were awesome. They had a lot of talent. And they were fun to watch. But, you know, if they had the AFL and the NFL when I was growing up, the Bills would have four AFL titles and then be like, wow, that's really impressive. It's they have four AFC titles and then they lose in the Super Bowl. So that's not impressive. And I always, you know, we don't give credit to that team that got to the finals, got to a Super Bowl, got to a World Series, and then they lost. It's we tend to look at, oh, you lost the Super Bowl. And that was, for a while, that was some heavy weight for these players to carry. And I think it affected the Minnesota Vikings, the Purple People Eaters. If they had won their Super Bowls or maybe one, if Buffalo had won one or two, what that does for other players on the team. I mean, the Steelers, Steel Curtain, everybody got in. Donnie Shell didn't even start for the Steelers defense, and I think he's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, the Bears had one Super Bowl. Everybody's dining out on that. A lot of guys got into the Hall of Fame probably because of that. Yeah, Paulie.
I want to just go back to the all-pro first-team thing.
Yeah.
Dan Marino, Patrick Mahomes in his first eight seasons has been first-team all-pro once.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady in his first 8 years was first team all pro once. Yeah. In his first four seasons, Dan Marino was first team all pro three times.
Yeah.
And as a rookie, was second team all pro.
Well, I say this all the time, usually when I see him Super Bowl. You can't overstate what Marino was doing and nobody else was doing. You know, when you go five wide, no running back in 1984, teams weren't doing that. You know, you wanted to have John Brockington run up the middle or Jim Otis or, you know, your running back. Marino was like, five wide, give me Duper and Clayton and Nat Moore, just go. You know, they were throwing bombs back then. And that's why Marino, in today's game, and he said, I've asked this, he hates talking about it, but he said, yeah, he'd probably throw 60 touchdowns in a season. He just had an unbelievable quick delivery. He was doing all of the things that are done now. He was doing that back then. Yes, Marvin.
He's like so ridiculous. I always say 6,500 yards, 60 touchdowns, maybe not 6,500.
Yeah.
6,000 yards.
Maybe. Let's not get crazy here.
57 touchdowns.
Donnie Shell was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's a lot of defensive players. Everybody was on that steel curtain and felt like they were getting Hall of Fame consideration. Yes, Marv.
So that means like Daryl Talley and Cornelius Bennett would have gotten to the Hall of Fame if they had won maybe like two of those.
If they had won two, I just remember it was Paul Krause had more interceptions than anybody in the history of the game. I think he probably still does. It might be like 78 interceptions, but I don't know if he got into the Hall of Fame. We looked at the Purple People Eater, and, you know, they lost those Super Bowls. Yes, Todd?
No, I remember, like, now Stu Voigt, Ed White, are any of those guys, like, in the Hall of Fame? Some of those? From the Vikings?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Are they, like, a tier below that?
Paul Krause did get in, Paul?
Paul Krause is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Eight-time Pro Bowler.
Okay.
Here's one more Dan Marino stat, because I just love looking at them. I'm such a nerd. The year he had 48 touchdowns, which was his second year in the league, no other quarterback in the league had more than 30.
Yeah.
He lapped the field.
Yeah. When's the last time you had that much separation between the person leading the league in touchdown passes and who was second? Maybe we could find that out. Yes, Mark.
Sounds like Babe Ruth.
Well, back then, it was just different. Now, I don't know if I always thought the Dolphins, they did have some defenses, you know, the Killer Bees. They had some really good players. And you had Don Shula. I always just thought that, you know, Miami was just good enough and not great enough. And Marino went to that Super Bowl and they got blown out against the 49ers. That was the first, you know, Montana and Marino and, you know, big matchup. And, you know, but the Niners were a better team. Marvin?
Going back to that 84 Super Bowl, was everybody thinking, okay, the Dolphins lost? Oh, Marino will be back here four or five more times.
Yes, absolutely. He probably still hears that to this day. It's like you take it for granted, like Patrick Mahomes. Could you imagine that Mahomes doesn't get back to the Super Bowl again? That talent doesn't get back to the Super Bowl? Yeah, Paulie.
2007, Tom Brady had 50 touchdowns to lead the league, and that was the record at the time.
Yeah.
The second most touchdowns in the league was Tony Romo at 36.
Okay. But that's still not a bigger differential than what Marino did.
Right. It's
What did Marino have 18 more?
Right. So I 6 fewer differential. Okay. By Brady to Romo.
75 quarterbacks have thrown a pass this year. And I was looking at where those numbers rank. You know, last year, 82 quarterbacks at this point had thrown at least one pass. So I kept thinking, man, we're going through a lot of quarterbacks here. And even this weekend, we got some wonky quarterback matchups that if I would have said a couple of weeks ago, hey, you know what? The Browns are probably going to rest Joe Flacco because they're already into the playoffs. And you'd be like, wait. No, no, he said Joe Flacco. Yeah. Joe, like 40-year-old Joe Flacco is leading the Cleveland Browns. That's why the NFL is king. When you say, all right, I'm going to throw out possible scenarios. Like you could have Hollywood scriptwriters go, here's something that'll never happen. And then something happens. Like Brock Purdy, how does that happen? But it did. Russell Wilson's getting benched for financial reasons, getting yelled at on the sidelines. The Lions accused of deception against the Cowboys to lose a game. And that it's going to have playoff implications. Yes, Eden.
But does Joe Flacco playing this well make you think less of the quarterbacking position? Because, I mean, all we're ever told of is it's different skill set. It's their general of the team. It's the most unique position in sports. That's why they get all the money, all this stuff. Joe Flacco was on his couch, and then he's just like, yeah, I'll play. And he's going to the playoffs? Yeah, all right. I guess I'll go in there. And it's not like he was Dan Marino coming back.
Well,
he was Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco is the Fred Couples of NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, all right. I'll play. Let's see.
Hold on. Let me put down my drink. Yeah, I'll go in, but just for a little while. I'm just going to go in just to win the game, and then I want to come out. Freddie Couples, it always looked like that they were bothering him to go play. Like, Fred, do you want to play? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, sure. I'll go out there and play. A little bit. Give the fans what they want. But the storylines are what that makes the NFL king. You can't script it where you go, this is going to happen. I mean, look at all of the stories that we have in the NFL. When you start with Brady, like, who would have thought? Who would think that Bill Belichick could be fired on Monday facing the team? I think today is the anniversary. Let me see if I have this right, Paulie. Let me see. Was it on this? Oh, here it is. Today, one day after accepting the Jets job, Bill Belichick resigns and moves to the Patriots on this day, 24 years ago.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes
that what? Stat of the day.
By the way, quarterbacks sitting this weekend, you got Jackson, Flacco, Mahomes, Stafford, and Purdy. All right, Paulie, how about the wonky quarterback matchups this weekend?
You got Mason Rudolph, Tyler Huntley, which doesn't, in this NFL, doesn't feel so weird.
Well, it's also the Ravens and the Steelers, so I'm going to allow for this to be a fun watch. But I keep wondering if the Ravens should be sitting everybody down. I would have you prepared for this week, play a quarter. And I know what happens to Lamar Jackson if he gets injured. I understand that. I just want to make sure that I'm ready or more ready than I had been before going into the postseason. Yes, Eden.
And it's weird, too, because if you saw that week 18, Pittsburgh was starting Mason Rudolph, you'd be like, all right, they're in comfortably, and they're just going to rest.
Or
because they got a high seed, they're going to get 2 weeks.
Yeah. Or
I got.
They are completely out of it, and they're down to their third quarterback.
They're playing for their lives.
Yes, boy.
If I told you in August, C.J. Stroud versus Gardner Minshew would be a premier quarterback matchup for a playoff spot.
Fire.
I might have believed it because I love Gardner Minshew.
Right.
So I might have thought, all right, boy's making some plays here, but that's a great matchup there.
Okay, is this one good, bad, or worse? Trevor Siemian versus Bailey Zappi, Jets Patriots.
This is another one. Beginning of the season, Aaron Rodgers killed it. They balled. Jets are in. Patriots are in. Mac Jones turned it around. Rebound season.
This one's tough. This one's tough.
That's terrible.
This one sounds like the Bahamas Bowl from 2016. Jeff Driscoll for Cleveland versus Cincinnati's Jake Browning. I think I saw that bowl game on a Tuesday.
Yeah, the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl.
Ugh.
Driscoll and Browning is a paper company, I think, in Cleveland.
The best.
Outside of Scranton.
Nick Mullins, who's like been in and out, versus Jared Goff when the Lions still need this one.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Here's my favorite, by the way. This is the undecided game. Either Trevor Lawrence or C.J. Beathard versus either Will Levis, Ryan Tannehill, or Malik Willis.
Okay.
There are five quarterbacks in play for two spots.
It's hard to do a promo for that, you know.
It'd be awesome if all five played.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, just get them all in. Yeah, like, all right, Malik, you're doing third down.
You know, when you do the matchups, though, kind of coming up later, it'll be Jacksonville and the Titans. Malik Willis or Ryan Tannehill or Will Levis is going to start. Tune in and enjoy. Hey, you got some interesting matchups, but you do, I think, have five games of win and you're in, including the Buccaneers. If I had told you, start of the season, hey, Buccaneers, going to the playoffs, Baker Mayfield is probably going to get a long-term contract with Tampa Bay. You'd have been like, huh?
Couple more.
What?
Justin Fields, Jordan Love.
Yes.
Fields, they're liking him a little bit more now. Jordan Love, what does he have, like 30 touchdowns?
See, I think it's you got to be careful when you fall in love. And you know, if he has four or five good games, that because you weren't getting those games last year, now he's playing in those games, giving you some good performances. I don't know. You got to be careful. You fall in love and all of a sudden, or fall back in love with Justin Fields. And now you're going to have to pay him too. At least you're going to pick up his fifth year option. Now, I guess you can franchise him, but you had this opportunity. But that's where you have to know. You have to be like, and it feels like Caleb Williams is slipping a little bit. And it's only because he was up there for such a long period of time that to have something new, you got to start to chip away at that or give you the possibility. Jaden Daniels could be the number one pick or Drake May or Michael Penix Jr. III or Bo Nix. You know, now you want to create a little bit of that. Wait a minute here. That possibility. And I wouldn't be sold on Marvin Harrison Jr. either. He's great talent. But there's a couple of, you know, LSU has two star receivers. Washington has two really good receivers. So I think you got to factor that in if you're going to go, hey, I can get a wide receiver. I think if you look at the analytics of taking a receiver in the first round, even the first 15, Pro Football Focus is like, do not take a receiver too high. Somebody going to take Marvin Harrison, it feels like, in the top five. Probably three quarterbacks, a lineman, and then Marvin Harrison. Yes, John?
If you're running the Bears, is there something Justin Fields can do significantly against the Packers in Week 18 that would change your mind one way or the other if you had already decided what you're going to do with him?
I think you already know. I don't think he's going to do something one way or another where you go, nah, it's not the right decision. I think you know who you – if you don't know, then I have problems with your talent evaluators, that you should look and know exactly what you have with Justin Fields. After 3 years, absolutely. Yeah, Paul.
One thing about Fields, he knows how to play to the home fan base. Did you hear what he said about Green Bay?
Do we have –
it'll be a fun environment to walk into, you know, their home field. I know their fans going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But it's going to be a great environment for us to play in, and you know, hopefully – have a great game and get the dub on Sunday.
All right, a little shot there against the Packers. All right, I like it. Don't be afraid. But that's a good matchup. That's an interesting matchup. And I think Packer fans probably have turned the corner on Jordan Love, and now you go, okay, he is a franchise quarterback. But this is why the Packers wanted to move on from Aaron Rodgers the previous year, because they knew what they had in Jordan Love. You have to know after a couple of years. Can the kid play? How does he look? You know, does he have command here? Other players like him? You're going to glean all of that in the first couple of years there. And credit to the Packers. They knew what they were doing, and they're the big winners in this with what happened with the Jets and Packers. All right, let me take a break. Coming up next, our play of the day.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's on play. Of the day.
Runner left. I got it.
Check this out.
Halliburton dancing against Middleton. Now a behind-the-back pass up top, and Turner delivers. Milwaukee can go home now. 139-132. It's not enough to set a teammate up with a good clean look. You've got to have some panache.
Panache. Not be confused with Steve Nash. It's panache. The Pacers scored 47 in the third quarter, and they won it 142-130 over the Bucks. We got a little bit of a rivalry here. They had fun in the in-season tournament there. The Pacers are now 4-1 against the Bucks this year. They've won four games against Milwaukee for the first time since 2013. They're a lot of fun to watch. And Tyrese Halliburton, once again, playing great. That's your Play of the Day brought to you by the Pacers Radio Network. All right. Get some phone calls here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Also, there's a story that's bigger in France than it is here in the United States. And it has to do with one of the bigger stars in the NBA, Victor Wembanyama. So this happened on Tuesday night, where he was taken out of the game. I think they were down by 10 or 13. He checks himself back into the game with like 1:13 to go. Pop had taken him out. He's on a minutes restriction, 24 minutes. Now, the ankle injury, that was a couple of weeks ago that he rolled his ankle, so they have him on a minutes restriction. He gets up and goes in, and then I think has a dunk, and then 3 seconds later, Popovich pulls him out. And he's frustrated because he's on a minutes limit here, and they're losing. He's probably lost more games already than he has in his, you know, previous basketball career. He's not used to losing. And now you're not able to play as much as you want to play. But he checked himself. Imagine if Patrick Beverley does this. We'd go, what a knucklehead. Draymond Green, oh my God, he's out of control. So here's Victor Wembanyama just getting up off the bench, walking past his coach and checking himself in. So this is a big story in France, where Wembanyama's from. It feels like it's more in Europe than it is here. But it's big, you know, San Antonio, it's Victor Wembanyama. You got Greg Popovich, I mean, losing. So we got some of our best people on that story. In other words, Paulie's looking into it.
Yeah.
All right. Joe in Vegas. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. 6'3" and an unfortunately traded heaters for hot buttered popcorn 330.
Okay.
And I just wanted to kind of weigh in on the idea of players who didn't quite make the Hall of Fame or maybe not consider Hall of Famers but are so good that you got to sort of shout them out. And I want to shout out linebacker London Fletcher.
Yeah.
He played 16 seasons, three different teams. He never, ever missed a game. The guy played, he recorded triple-digit tackles for 3 years in a row and constantly just constant number of seasons who, you know, in the 90 tackle range.
Yeah, and, yeah, he's in the Hall of Very Good. He might be a Hall of Famer, one of those down the road type selections. But yeah, London Fletcher. I mean, I'm not here to be the gatekeeper for the Hall of Fame. It's just if you ask my opinion on it, and thankfully I don't have to vote on this because, you know, you're changing lives, entire careers, their families. Now you become a Hall of Famer. And what the, you know, for a lot of these players, it's a relief when they get that call. Because if you've been up for the Hall of Fame numerous times, and man, that's a cruel, cruel knock on the door where you're waiting for it and the knock doesn't happen and you're not going to the Hall of Fame. Casey in Virginia. Hi, Case. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hey, first off, shout out to all the Danettes, including Fritzy.
Okay.
And I got an addition. Love for Marvin.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Welcome to the squad, but I got a beef with you, man, because I'm a huge San Diego State fan, and we want a rematch. You know what I mean?
Mm. No, y'all don't.
Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
Yeah. I don't think you.
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay.
We do.
All right.
But all BS aside, I believe, like, when you mentioned, you mentioned, like, the Steel Curtain, the 85 Bears, stuff like that. Why isn't Rodney in the Hall of Fame? I know he's a dirty, well, they say he was a dirty player, but.
Rodney Harrison is one of the finalists this year. And you got Bill Belichick saying that if he's starting a team, you know, defensively, he wants Rodney Harrison back there. Calling him, I think, one of the three best players he's ever coached. That, to me, would resonate with the Hall of Fame voters. You know, Rodney got busted, I think got suspended for maybe four games, performance enhancing when he was coming off an injury, but he played that position at a very high level. He's one of two players in history with at least 30 interceptions and 30 sacks. The other player is Ray Lewis. All right. Hour two coming up, our good buddy Albert Breer with an update on Black Monday. Who's going to get fired? And is Bill Belichick going to get fired on Monday? And in the final hour, Jim Kelly and Dan Marino will both join us together. 1 hour in the books, two more to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.